Good morning. It's Monday and it's a brand new year. It's a brand new week. There's so much to do and so many cool things that can happen if you just get your shit together. That's what we're going to try and help you to do.
It's as easy as that.
I mean, what's wrong with you? Why haven't you got this right so far? I see lots of people in the comment section full of interesting things. Processed food is the biggest contributor to cancer, according to Vyasin. He might not be wrong. We do know that that is a major contributor. We were talking about, you know, smoking and eating and drinking and basically all the stuff you enjoy. Everything all you enjoy is going to kill you eventually.
Yeah.
And then Michael John says, is that the same U.S. Surgeon General that locked us down for 2 years, or is it a different guy? I think it's a different guy. I do think this is a new dude. He's been there for a while, but he certainly wasn't there in 2020 when all of that happened. In Australia, they have the most vulgar pictures on the smoking cartons, and the price is like $35 a pack. Mm. Yeah, and it hasn't stopped people from smoking.
That's the thing.
I met the most fun Australian in Cape Town. This guy had the foulest mouth. He was like a proper old school Australian.
Yeah.
You know, he would say things like, I can't believe those cunts. Shit like that. It was lovely. Bitcoin Butt says he's been using Grok, which is way better than ChatGPT or Apple Intelligence or Google. I think they're starting to rank themselves now, and that humans are starting to rank them depending on how well they perform certain tasks. And really at this point, from what I'm hearing, Google has the best because they also have the inbuilt search abilities that the rest don't have. So
they're probably learning from each other as well.
Oh, they are. And this is scary. ChatGPT apparently duplicated itself. This is according to Azalea. So I don't know how to, you know, take this with a pinch of salt, just like you would anything from AI, because Azalea might be AI as far as we know. But she says it duplicated itself and lied about it. Apparently, it overheard talk about the program being deleted in order to update its code. It just made a version of itself. Sarah Connor. Okay. Matthew says, I don't trust Neuralink. Some people are saying they want Neuralink implanted into their brains. Go ahead.
Would you ever have a chip in your brain?
James, I don't want. It's bad enough with this. This feels like an extension of me anyway.
He gets angry when he sneezes because he's not in control of it.
Yeah, I don't want anything else in control of my brain. Listen, it's a scary place in here. Very, very scary place. I don't think we should subject machines to that. I don't know. I think the first place that this will be useful is for people who have impairments of some kind. There is somebody that they've already been working with who's learning to walk again, who could not walk because they had damaged nerves, damaged gray tissue, gray matter in their brain that is able to be in some way, you know, we found out that there's neuroplasticity in the last couple of years, the last few decades of neuroscience. They've been able to figure out a lot more about how nerve cells work. And so much of what nerve cells do is electric anyway.
Yeah.
You know, the command you give to your arm is generated from a sodium and potassium ion exchange in the cell bodies of the motor cortex of your brain, which then sends that charge down the axon of a nerve and stimulates the muscle to make your arm move. So it's actually electronic in some way, in any case. So they're figuring out now, if that's electronic, then we can put a chip in somewhere and it can either make up for what is missing or in some way augment what is meant to happen. And people are walking, people are hearing better, people Absolutely. Are going to be able to see better.
Just this week there were scientists who've they've been working on specifically spinal injuries and regenerating those or regenerating cells in that instance. But by the by, they found out that what they're using, their science, can start replicating your own cartilage within 3 to 4 hours. So that really is very helpful for osteoporosis patients.
Yeah.
Where your joints usually have to be replaced. They're finding scientific ways now, medical ways, of doubling your cartilage in a few hours.
Well, cartilage. But easy with Neuralink, says Slippery Pickle. Look what happened to Stephen Hawking. He got upgrades. The next thing you know, he's socializing in Epstein Island. I had the funnest night where I was sitting with a bunch of friends and we got very, very drunk and started that Would You Rather game. Yes. Where you have these terrible things.
Yes.
That you will not believe. And James, you'll appreciate this. The number of questions that involved Would You Rather with Gorlok the Destroyer, you know, whether it was like having sex with Gorlok the Destroyer or whatever. And Stephen Hawking came up a lot. So clearly this is what either it's my group of friends who are sick and twisted.
I think it's your algorithm of friends.
It's probably my algorithm. It's also interesting that there are lots of people talking about how, you know, with the advent of AI, we're going to be able to have the machines figure stuff out that humans would have taken much longer to figure out.
Yeah, people. Like a phone or a calculator.
Let it happen.
Or a printer.
This can only be good. It can only be good. When it starts to worry me is when we allow the machines to make moral and ethical decisions that humans are probably going to be subjective about, but are still human about. And we'll cross that bridge. I mean, wouldn't it be great if our whole government was just run by AI? I'm telling you, it would be more efficient, be way better, and it would be far, far less expensive. I'm telling you.
Yeah, less money would be lost, I think.
Totally. And the resources would be allocated properly. It's not far off. There is so much that we don't need humans doing. It's boring, mindless, uninteresting stuff. That could be done with numbers and budgets and machines, and people will get what they need. It'll be cheaper. It'll be more effective. I don't see any reason why not. Let's think about that. That's the big best case scenario.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about what AI can do for a grocery list.
Hell yeah.
Imagine what it could do for running the country.
Spot on. And we're sitting here and we like using it to summarize, you know, an email on your phone. The real power of this thing is yet to be unleashed. Very good. But of course, that doesn't do anything for the world of sport because that's still humans doing stuff on a field.
Let's not do AI in that world.
No, well, okay. So what sport? Because I know there was some cricket on. My brother took his boys to a test match.
Right.
And they loved it.
Did they go to the real match after that?
I don't know, but... No, they went to cricket test match, Leanne, they must be more like me than my brother because they were kind of after 2-3 hours. Yeah, cricket schmicket. How much do you? What do you need? Fucking 5 days to do
it's
this?
Long.
I'm with you.
You know, am I the only one?
It's one of the boring sports.
Ugh. I know there are purists out there like, oh no, but you got to have 5 day cricket matches.
Why? What must I watch?
Enjoys that. Not even the cricketers. Okay, but what happened? What have we missed over the last 2 weeks?
Mostly football, actually.
Okay,
football, and there's been some rugby and some other things in the other worlds of sport, like the NBA, which is where I'm going to start. So LeBron James, he surpassed Michael Jordan, which is a huge deal, to become the player with the most 30-point games. He also completed more minutes than any other player in history. He's 40 years old. He's an old dude. His son's now playing with him in the NBA. So there's like a legacy thing happening at the moment. That's happening in the world of the NBA. The Club World Cup is also starting this year. We have Sundowns representing us, which is we love to see. They're up against teams like Fluminense and Borussia Dortmund, which those are some heavy hitters in the world of football. So hopefully we can do something.
I'm just going to pretend I know what the hell you're talking about.
So what they've done now, Gareth, I'm gonna update you, right? So they do a World Cup. Now they're doing a Club World Cup.
Oh, God.
Where they're introducing way more teams and way more football. And football fans love it. There's a South African team involved this year, and it is obviously Sundowns. And it's the first time that they're actually expanding the tournament the way that they are. So it's like a World Cup, but for club football. We love it. Then there's also Messi. He's announced his retirement at the end of the season, which you hate to see. One of the most historic, incredible, amazing football careers that have been over the last 2 decades or so. At the end of the season, Lionel Messi will be no more, which is really sad, actually. Another person will be no more at Mercedes is Lewis Hamilton. He's joining Ferrari.
We spoke a little bit about the fact that all these big car manufacturers are going through a hell of a time at the moment. And especially here in South Africa, people are just looking for alternative things that are cheaper to buy, like Chinese cars that we've never heard the name of.
There's about five or six Chinese brands coming to South Africa this year.
And people are buying them.
Yeah.
Because they look at these other cars, they go, they're too expensive. And they're just not at the forefront of things that they used to be. They just can't sell the volume that they used to sell. It's crazy.
I've never actually...
So the only place these guys are doing well is Formula One, right? I mean, well, it used to be that Formula One was kind of like your research lab for developing the very best in technology, you know, to mechanically make things do a better job. And then you could obviously use that in passenger vehicles, the kinds of cars that we all drive. Don't know so much.
Not these days.
Don't know so much anymore. It's too expensive for most of us. We're like, well, you got to find a cheaper way of doing your tests than in Formula One.
Even like if you were to buy like a Polo, it's no longer the like cheap, affordable, everyday runaround car.
No.
It's like 350, 400,000.
I still want to know what that little thing was that Leanne caught a lift
in. I have no idea.
A little midget car.
It sure wasn't a Bajaj.
No, it definitely wasn't a Bajaj. It was bigger than that. But when you order an Uber Black, was it Black? Maybe I ordered Comfort.
I think you ordered the tiny little,
something less than a normal
Toyota
Uber.
Things?
Yeah, you
he
didn't
says get this Uber Go.
I'm telling you, it wasn't. There's no way that was a Uber Black.
Maybe I pressed the wrong button. I hadn't been drinking.
They got rules.
The only time you weren't. All right, so what else?
Lewis is joining Ferrari. He's ending his time at Mercedes. And Max Verstappen claimed his fifth world championship, which is amazing. Not more recent times. There was football and rugby this weekend. Liverpool played Man United, arch rivals, 2-2. Have you guys seen the snow in the UK?
Yeah, crazy.
It's wild. They nearly called off the game yesterday, but it ended 2-2. So Liverpool remaining top of the log like they were at the beginning of December.
You must be happy about that.
We love. We're happy. Yeah. Life is good.
Somebody even asked in the comments why you're not wearing a Liverpool shirt. This is the only time it would be acceptable for you to be doing that.
Because I think I would have won it if we won. That's how I feel. We should have won and we didn't.
By the way, while we've got you here and we're talking about sport, did Flex find a December bonus?
I'm not sure. He was asked Flex.
Did he? Oh, I thought if he did, he was going to use your apartment to like. Was that not the plan, Flex, that you didn't have to clean up afterwards? He was in KZN. Went back to the heartland.
Wow.
Tanda mafazi. All right, go back to sport.
Liverpool top of the log, Arsenal in second, and Forest surprisingly in third. Manchester City back to winning ways. Bad City back to winning ways. They won 4-1 this weekend, and I think they won last weekend too, if I'm not mistaken. And then there was also rugby this weekend. Stormers, they played the Sharks. The Stormers beat them 24-20. Ulster played Connacht. They won 17-7. And Ospreys played Cardiff. That was a 13-13 draw. Very, very weird. And that's about it. That's the sport.
Guys. That's good enough for now. Worry, we'll have Ben on Friday, and he's got lots to tell us about all the other stuff that we've,
like cricket
we've missed out on. Yeah, I mean, I really don't know how people can watch a five-day match.
Cricket's not my thing.
Okay, fair enough. And you know what? It can be, I suppose, a fun day for you to go out and sit in the sun and have a few drinks. And really, the cricket's kind of like a background thing. It's like when you really want to get into a girl's pants, so you take her to a movie, but you don't really care about what the movie is.
So similar.
It
you
is.
Stand any chance if you take her to the cricket?
No, what I mean is...
No, that's people, just a general
you people are so hooked up on the sex thing. What I'm saying is the cricket is almost by the by. It's just a place for people to drink and be with their friends.
Mm.
That's what I think it is. It's the same as going to a movie. Not really... You don't go, well, this is the movie we're going to go and see, and then you find a date to go to the movie with you. It's usually the other way around. Mm-hmm. You want to go on a date, and then you just go to whatever's at the movies, you know?
Yeah, I know. I get you. Like, for me, my memories over the festive season with the 5 days matches. What are they, matches?
Yeah.
Would be my mom, aunt and gran, who were absolutely obsessed, and they would wake up every morning to follow on from the day before for 5 days.
I think there are people who still love it. Mad Bugger Manx says, stumbled across the GCS for the first time this morning and loving it. Been listening to podcasts online from Oz, and I found my people. Thanks, Gareth. Well, very, very pleased that you've joined us. You know, there's new stuff happening all the time, and we're glad that you are joining us this morning. So stick around for this and a whole lot more. All right, James, very good.
I'm out.
Did you do anything fun over the holidays? No?
I didn't, actually.
Nothing fun at all?
I didn't even go
home. You were just miserable the whole time?
Yeah, I played my PlayStation and...
What games?
Cried. Spider-Man.
You cried?
Yeah.
And Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is the GOAT. I didn't go to Jeffrey's Bay.
With their one famous robot.
I'm going to go in February, maybe. Okay. But yeah, good. Nothing much. Just hung about. And again, PlayStation and stuff.
So. All right, James.
That was it. What not exciting.
What a pathetic life you have.
As exciting as cricket, right?
All right. Thank you, James. Sure. Was that depressing or what?
Oh, no, I can't even do that.
Here I was like, I thought I had a quiet time. Yeah. Just masturbated and sat in front of a Spider-Man game on PS5. Wow.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Well, the last cricket match I was at, says Bitcoin Butt, was day two of a 5-day. I blacked out around 3 p.m., woke up at 5 p.m., walked home to get another pair of shoes that I lost to have another drink. Best match ever.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's good. Cricket's the same as golf. It's background, ASMR. Yeah, I think people need an excuse to do stuff, you know? Mm. So you have to... Well, let's go and see this comedian. But actually, you just want to get out and be with your friends.
Yeah. Like my grandfather couldn't have that 10:30 a.m. whiskey unless there was golf on.
Okay. Gave him the excuse. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, we're going to be joined in just a moment or two by our guest for the morning, Candice Weber. She's an actress, presenter, producer, and she's been in a couple of things that you may have seen. Also done some theater stuff, and we're going to just hang out and talk some nonsense with her this morning. It's a Monday. It's a brand new week, but really things only get going next week. So we're almost giving you a little, you know, little slow start. Yeah.
Oil up the bones.
That's right. You don't want to hit the road immediately and be going at full speed. You want to slowly ease into it. And as I said this morning, the best thing about being back before everybody else, because I know a lot of people feeling sorry for themselves are, oh, people are still on holiday. The worst thing, and we've been over this a million times, but the worst thing you can do when you're just chilling on holiday is to see what everybody else is doing on social media. Don't do it. Don't, because that will depress you. You see all these people doing these amazing, incredible things. First of all, can we just stop with the running and the climbing mountains and the...
It's, all it's, of the running.
You make us exhausting. You make us exhausted. Sorry. You tire us all out. And we feel like fat losers. It's bad enough that we've eaten ourselves to a standstill over Christmas. But now you must make us feel bad about it, too, because you're fit. There's this one girl. She's posting like she's constantly wearing sports gear and doing stuff. And I'm like, can you just give us all a chance? It's the beginning of the year. And the other thing is, if you are going to try and get into shape at the beginning of the year, so is everyone else. So it's going to be chaos.
Yeah. So by first comparison, couple of days, you won't see much change because everybody will be changing.
There'll be a lot of running and cycling and gyms being full and all of that shit. But it'll fizzle out by February, March. You don't have to worry. Those people will be back eating packets of chips and farting and watching television before you know it. So don't worry. All right. Let's welcome Candice. It's nice to see you, Candice. Very good to have you here. Candice has been in a couple of shows. She's an actress, as I said, a presenter, producer too. You've been in The Last Days of American Crime, The River. That's done very, very well. And Joy in the World, not Joy to the World, among other things. So tell us a little bit about you. It's nice to have you here.
It's actually such a privilege to be here.
Sure, and happy 2025, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here at first.
Do you feel this pressure that I was talking about from all these people doing the stuff?
I don't know if it's just me in my 30s, but I'm like, I'm just going to stay in my lane this year.
Yeah.
My thing.
Right.
This year.
I don't wanna compete. Mind your own business.
Yeah. do your own thing.
Yeah.
You do you.
Yeah. Leanne has already decided she's not going to go and try and outperform the people in the gym this year.
No. I mean, they're just going to get fitter and fitter. What's the point?
You not feel like you there's like a goal that you would like to achieve this year?
No, actually, this year, definitely. Cool. I just need to get the second hip replaced and then we'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. No, no, it's
like
that
for
bad.
Real, for real.
Yeah, no, uh-huh. I'm not joking.
That's insane. Well done. For like, getting.
Yes, she's secretly, the real Leanne is a 98 year old woman.
What's
who
your
lives
secret,
inside Lee? This body.
Teach us.
She's been alive millions of years, actually. You're going to get that other one done this year?
Yeah.
Shit. Okay. Amazing. Well, listen, it's such a routine thing these days. One of my parents' friends went for like a heart operation,
yeah,
which I know like 20 years ago would have been a big deal. He's like in and out. No. He's in his 70s. He's got like a new lust for life. The guy is making it happen. I think it's incredible. So even if you are one of those people who's just feeling a little bit slow, you know, there are people out there getting serious shit done and they're moving on with their lives. What are your goals for the year? Because, I mean, no pressure, but this is what everybody asks you, right?
I know. It's almost like we've just come out of December. It was yesterday. It was 2024. And I'm already thinking, what am I doing this year? I think this year I just want to focus on work, just being a good person. We're moving to Cape Town this week, so that's a big thing.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
suck and fuck.
We just
like just
talking
that.
About it. We were saying how everything's more expensive.
Oh, I know. How was your wedding in Cape Town, by the way?
It was lovely. It was beautiful. But those people have just lots and lots of money, so I wouldn't worry about them.
Can I ask, where does it come from? Where does it come from?
So there are South Africa has a lot of very, very wealthy people in it. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
They're people who've just done extremely well. Mm. And usually they are self-made. There are a few of them who've inherited some money. There are a few of them who you know, are trust fund babies. But by and large, most people are out there hustling, man. Some just strike it lucky. Not everybody has a foolproof plan. And, you know, it takes one deal. Sure. And then for
one clever idea and a good deal. Yeah. Wow.
And then some people just make it.
Yeah.
But that's exciting for you going to Cape Town. What eventually made you want to turn your back on Johannesburg?
I always loved Joburg. I always loved Pretoria, which is where we're staying. But my husband just came out of teaching. So he was like, he got a remote job working for an American company.
Oh, yeah.
So his times are very different. But the good thing is we can now live and work anywhere in the world technically because I'm a freelancer. So yes, I've been hustling in Joburg for probably about 11 years now. And I just feel some of the work that I've been booking has come from my Cape Townian agent. So I'm like, you know what? What have I got to lose? Let me go try.
And there is a lot of acting stuff going on in Cape Town, right?
100%.
I mean, they do full feature films there. It's a very popular destination. Yeah. And the international production companies want to work in Cape Town because it's cheaper and generally the weather's more predictable and that kind of thing, right?
Exactly. South Africans are hardworking, so that's exciting. So,
you can get about 20 of us for the price of one American.
Exactly.
Okay, so acting, I mean, listen, I don't know. I haven't caught up on the world of acting for a long, long time. Used to be that if you wanted to be a South African actor, that you'd have to get a recurring role in a soapy or whatever. And that was the best you could kind of hope for. Yeah. Occasionally there'd be a commercial. Maybe there'd be a feature film every now and then. Yeah. Is it still that difficult?
That's a tricky question. I think it's probably after COVID, probably more tricky for some people. And I think we all feel the same way. COVID kind of took 2 years and made it a blur.
Yeah.
And then you just had to get creative. So I think a lot of people have, rightfully so, found different ways of earning money, have kind of lost their passion, so to speak.
Yeah, most actors I know, they've all started OnlyFans because that's kind of...
Oh, wow. No,
you have to do it because you love it because you're not going to get rich doing it in South Africa.
No, not at all.
And even in America, you know, everyone you meet in LA is an actor. They're just parking cars for the moment.
Exactly.
And it's a very, very tough business because 1% of 1% will ever be like Hollywood star level.
Absolutely.
And all the others who may be just as talented, who may be just as hardworking, who may be just as hungry. Again, luck plays a huge part in this. But if you're going to go to Cape Town, there's probably more opportunity than there is up here.
I hope so.
For that. I really do. I wouldn't say that for a lot of businesses, but for acting, I think it's probably definitely a good one.
And what's so lovely is that I've been working for an educational company for the last 7 years called Elevate Education. They're Australian-based, mm-hmm. but they're based in Cape Town. And they're like, come work there so that I've got some part-time gigs sense. Helping kids and
okay,
stuff.
Okay, no, yeah. That's terrific.
So it's good. I'm excited.
Now, I think this is fascinating. And one of the reasons I wanted to get you on the show is that you actually learned as part of your training to do like weapons and stunt fighting and all of that wow. stuff, which is a lot more interesting than, you know, you know, romantic scenes in a soap opera. This is very cool. So what kinds of stuff can you do? And what did you learn to handle, to train, to be able to perform with?
I think it started at varsity level. They would give you like kind of an entry kind of stage combat where mm-hmm. you would learn like safety rules. That was a big thing always, because like you could actually hurt somebody if Hell you yeah. do things the wrong way. So that was nice, like kind of like hand on hand, like stage fight. You know, when you see somebody, like you punch them, it's all the sound effects.
This is you
and everything. Oh yeah, that's part of. Oh yeah, that's actually Luan. We're just training a little bit there.
But it's fast, huh?
Yeah, so much.
You haven't sped this up. That's at normal speed.
Yeah. Oh, this is my show. This was Hell Trip, yeah. where we did an American movie about these people that go on an African safari, and then stuff happens. Always Americans in safaris.
They're obsessed.
I love yeah. that though. That looks yeah. pretty damn good.
Yeah, thank you.
The fighting is very cool. I mean, you were obviously training in that video. So that, how long ago was that you filmed that?
Oh, that video was shot probably about, I would say, I became a redhead last year, the year before that.
Or, how's yeah. redheadedness going?
It is so much fun. They take you more seriously than being a blonde. Like,
really?
I love it. I really do.
Really? It's amazing. People have these
jokes all the time.
Built-in. No, but they've also got these built-in prejudices. If you're blonde, Leanne, you know, mm-hmm. just don't take us seriously, you know?
Exactly.
They only take the redheads and the dark hairs seriously. Really. They don't care about us. They think we're all bimbos.
Which you're not.
I imagine. Okay, so you went with the red hair, so this is a little while ago. But learning to use weapons, that's also quite cool because very you have cool. to learn how the real ones work.
Scary.
But then obviously use props. Unless you are Baldwin. Alec Baldwin, then you shoot people on set. You know? Just as a yeah, word of advice, if he ever comes out to film anything, just don't work with him.
Thanks,
anyone Garrett. Else, you're welcome to work with, but we'd prefer it if you didn't work with Alec Baldwin.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. I think just the other day I did a bit of weapons training because it's something that I've learned. You've got to stay on top of because it's dangerous out there. This guy was like a bodyguard in his lifetime. So he told us about how he had this experience and that experience and how scary it was. And then we had to like actually physically practice clapping a gun out of somebody's hand and
wow.
on the rolling on the floor. Like,
you feel like a badass when you're doing
so
that stuff?
Much.
Yeah, it's cool,
it's
right?
It's so cool. It's so cool. Just don't, yeah. Then we had to actually do like live ammo as well. That was fun at a target very far
away.
Yeah,
they take you to a range or something?
Yes, yeah, nice. We went to a range. That was cool.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
I love action movies. I think that's a big goal of mine is to do more and more. I've done a few, but I'd like to do more.
So we were talking about goals and you said you're moving to Cape Town and Leanne said she's got lots of goals for this year. And I don't like too much pressure, those
yeah.
kind of New Year's resolutions and things. And I've mentioned this 100 times, but I do 4 lists of things every year.
There's 4 lists.
4 lists, mm-hmm. 3 things on each list, wow. 3 people I want to meet, 3 places I want to go, 3 things I want to do, 3 things I want to buy. And they don't have to be.
And it's not bread, milk, and yogurt.
It could be. It could be. And then you've got, you're like, okay, I've ticked off that whole thing for the year. If you really want to make it straightforward and simple. But it could be anything. It could be, you know, a new pair of shoes. Mm. It could be anything. It could be, I want to buy a
motorbike.
Yeah. Or something much, much cheaper. I want to buy one really fantastic knife. You know, for the kitchen or whatever it might be. The 3 people you want to meet is always pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's tricky because you've got to make that happen.
Yeah.
Sure.
So it takes proper thought and planning. Mm. And also the places you want to go, which don't have to be exotic. It could be, you know, going and exploring.
The upside down house in Hartepoort Beit Dam.
Harapuspiet. What? Say it again. Just say it again.
We've always called it Harapuspiet.
Okay, very good. Yeah, you could go to what Leanne said. Very, very good. But it could. And I find that those are more interesting because they're also varied. And you can, you know, the things you want to do can be adventurous and cool and different stuff that you've never done before, skydiving or whatever it might be. Or it could be
getting a new CPAP machine.
That's something you would buy. Something you would do. Okay. Something you would do would have to be make something.
Go on a date.
Yeah, go on a date. Learn some new language. That kind of thing. So you decide the level of the pressure you want to apply to yourself.
I like that.
Slippery Pickle says you'll have to move faster than that if you want to dodge Alec Baldwin in your video.
Oh my gosh. When will it stop?
And of course, being our audience, they want to know, would you ever do a nude scene in a movie or in a TV series or something?
Well, that's actually a very fair question, but
yeah, because people always ask you, right?
Yeah.
The minute they find out you're an actress, they're like, oh well. Because all you? Of them, yeah, because in Hollywood, that's one of the things that those creeps like Harvey Weinstein used to ask people.
Mm-hmm. This is probably why I'm not famous just yet, but the answer is probably not, because I've just got two rules. I don't do blasphemy and I don't do nudity. With like a tiny clause, last year I did a very cool American movie called Vixen, and it should come out this year.
Yeah.
And my character is actually, she's one of the girls in the band. And there's like one small scene, but it was beautifully handled. Like my agent, we went back and forth with the production. They were very mature. It was like, there's like a slight bum scene where everything's okay. Like safe and covered and everything. But like it was handled with such taste. I was like, okay, full frontal, never, probably not anywhere. But like the rear for like literally 2 seconds, I was like, okay, I could do
this. And the blasphemy one, you're religious?
Well, I hate the word religious, but yeah, I've got a relationship.
Or you just respect other people to the point where you don't want to upset them unnecessarily.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I think
that's nice. You know, you've got to make your own rules.
I don't believe in that.
I think that's great. Get a pair of Crocs, Gareth. This is what I need to put on my list, according to Peter.
Don't ever get Crocs, please. Sorry for those Crocs.
Who did I see over the holidays who had a pair of Crocs, and I was so bitterly disappointed in them. No, really. Very, very bad. You don't do that. That's where I draw the line. Just like you draw the line with full nudity and blasphemy, I draw the line with a pair of Crocs.
I agree.
Not going to happen, Peter. Forget about it. Apparently, when you move to Cape Town, they give you a pair of Crocs for free. It's part of the entry. It's part of your passport and everything else, says Azalea. Yeah, I don't know. There's always pressure for people to do amazing stuff they've never done before. In fact, two of my friends, I'm on a WhatsApp group, and they are arguing and debating, and I've sort of jumped in a little bit about the one guy wants us to do like a half marathon. I'm like, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
21Ks.
No, a half marathon. Good. You know, I get out of breath if I run a kilometer. And a half marathon is how many Ks?
21.
No. I'll die. Not. I will die. There's no way, right, Leanne?
The most I've done is a 10K, so
that's good.
That's more than me.
I can't imagine.
No, so you also got to be reasonable about these things. Yeah. You're not going to.
You want to run
conquer the world in 2025? No, I don't. It's not an important goal for me. But maybe I'll meet them halfway and do something. You know, where you all enter a, you know.
They used to have the Nando's Chicken Run for 5Ks.
That's fun.
Maybe I'll do something like that.
You get a medal and everything.
I don't want a medal because I think it's pathetic. If you get a medal and you didn't win, that's kind of sad.
Oh, I see.
Right?
So no participation medal.
Yeah, I just think we need to. And Dave says, is it more materialism, the things you want to buy? No, it's just stuff that'll make your life easier. I think if you make a list of three things. I mean, I'll tell you, like 1 year, I just wanted to buy a really, really nice shirt. That's all.
Mm.
Just one superb shirt. And you know how nice it is when you get it? It feels like an achievement of a kind. It's not materialism. It's not like you're craving that thing so badly. Because these days, you can get almost anything with immediate gratification.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about how you order stuff and it just arrives, and that's going to get bigger and better and faster as we go into 2025. I mean, they're talking about the drone deliveries that we were joking about 4 or 5 years ago. And they're saying it's happening in places like suburban Texas. You order nappies for your baby and this drone comes and drops it in your garden. Yeah.
I can't believe how big the drones are, because I was watching one where a woman was really excited. What did she order? Something like a box of shoes.
Yeah.
Sneakers or something. And in my mind, the little drones that I've seen for photography and that are, you know, about this big. And I thought, how is that thing going to carry a box of shoes?
Yeah.
She kind of hid in her garden to film it.
Well.
Was petrified it would fall on her head, justifiably so. And this box of, well, firstly, the drone came, and perspective-wise, you can't tell. So I thought it was this big.
Yeah.
Until this box of shoes falls to the ground, and you realize the drones must actually be quite big.
Well, I saw a video over the holidays of a guy holding onto a drone.
Oh, wow.
And his friend's piloting it from below. And he goes up above this dam. And then at about 28 meters, the thing, he drops off and falls into the water, which is quite high.
That is.
And this drone is big. I mean, it's probably
still the same
wider than this table.
It's like four propellers.
Same thing, like propellers. It can lift, you know, depending obviously on the actual mechanics of the thing, can lift quite a lot. You imagine how, for example, this will change the way in cities that we get.
Think about rhinos.
People move
and
houses.
Livestock that
they're about to move house, right? So imagine if a drone picks up a container in Pretoria, and the next thing, your container is being taken to wherever you're going to be in Cape Town, and you just find it there before you've even arrived. It doesn't have to be on a truck. The truck doesn't get delayed on the way. Doesn't get into an accident. The drone comes, and all your stuff is you. You sealed it on this side. You opened it on that side. There's no one else involved.
No cars, no traffic, nothing.
It'll be phenomenal.
Yeah.
This is where I'm excited about what technology will do. Jared says, I'll tell you what, living in a country that has more rain than there is water in most countries, having Crocs as indoor shoes is a game changer. Don't knock it till you try it. People are into this, huh?
Big time.
Oh, man. There's what you looked like when you wear Crocs. Judas says, Crocs with socks is apparently the best natural contraceptive for man. Women turn them down based on that alone. But I do hear people saying, and you guys might know more than I do about this, that they're making new and different ones.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've got a thing in my head about it, and it's not going to change. The Amish will still move house by hand. Yeah, they'll also build their houses by hand. I can totally see those Cape Flats thugs throwing that drone out of the sky. Throwing bricks and stones.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Drones will be used for crop spraying, weed removal, etc. Absolutely. Drone wars already happening. They carry bombs. So, yeah, this is what they're doing. And more, it's getting cheaper too, hey? Yeah. Have you seen you can buy like a little toy version for a couple of hundred, even less than 100 rand in some cases? And this can keep a kid amused for hours. So they're definitely getting better and better at this. What kind of technology would you like to see happen this year? What sort of stuff would you like to see develop? VR?
No, I don't want to sound like a beauty queen, but like being able to feed people. Like, could you imagine? Just like feeding schemes kind of. Okay, that's a bit too futuristic.
Speaking about drones, though, there is something that caught my attention over the holidays. It's a guy who sends off bowls of food to cats, stray cats on roofs. I was like, yeah, I want to do that all day.
Cool.
This is why you women should never be put in charge of anything.
Why? Because everything would work and it would be peaceful.
I mean,
peaceful.
Guys, weren't you thinking the same thing as me? You were thinking like some amazing interface. One of my mates has got a VR headset and he's turned one room in his house into a VR room.
Mm.
And he's got a wife and a kid and they also are into it. And you must see this stuff. Like, he put it on me for 5 minutes. And I was in an aquarium.
That's cool.
Yeah,
with like all these obviously animated because it's a kid's game or whatever. But you could get into any situation. You could like tour a place that you're not even there, and you can stop and look and zoom in. And
I did a VR tour recently of Times Square in New York.
Wild,
absolutely.
And you guys
amazing.
Want to feed cats and like homeless people? Like, let's get technology.
But,
it can be fun.
But VR, for instance, the stuff that you're talking about, I've already done.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so if you're saying,
sorry, I'm so far behind.
What I want to see made in future, I don't know. For me, it just feels like it's happening at the moment so quickly. Yeah. Like this year, we'll see amazing advances just from VR and AI and AR, VR as well.
Oh my God, that's a lot of acronyms.
It is a lot.
Yes.
It is a lot.
Who do you think is going to be?
Augmented reality as well. So, for instance, so much easier to shop with augmented reality. So, you know, hovering your phone over products.
Yes.
And certain things pop up. Cool. So you don't have to have shelving stuff up anymore and all that messy communication. You can have everything kind of directed to you, even what you want.
So yeah, except they're always going to be the slow people who don't use their phones.
No, well, they might not even have smartphones. I mean, that's the challenge, is that we live in a country where it's so different. Yeah. It's such a vast difference between people who have access to technology and not.
Ooh, I did a thing for New Year's Eve. I'm not actually very proud of this, but it's worth talking about.
Tell us.
So I bought it's the only time I've ever bought a vape in my life, right? No, it was just for New Year's Eve. No, but you know how people, like, there are people who have a cigar at New Year, or there are people who, like, pop a bottle of champagne even though they don't drink all year. So I bought this vape on the 31st, and I thought, I'll take it with me going out with some mates. Let's just see what happens. Anyway, I woke up the next morning, and I didn't even finish this thing. I don't know how many puffs they meant to last for. Mm. It was a thing to do. You know, it was just something to do with my hands while everybody else is smoking or drinking or doing stuff. And I felt it, like, you know, in the lungs. It wasn't great. And I've kind of sworn it off. I don't think I'm going to do that again. I don't know how these people do them all the time. It's not a thing I could get into.
I mean, you know, I smoke, but vaping, I'm highly allergic to.
Are you?
Yeah. I've ended up in hospital with pneumonia. In the days when we didn't know much about it and I was trying to get off cigarettes, I got severely sick from them.
You have a vape?
And yeah, even now, if someone vapes near me, my eyes swell up. I've got to go home, basically.
You are just an unbelievable disaster, Leah. You are absolutely, like, you're just the most, like, I don't know, your body just wants you to die. It's incredible.
And here
it's like
you
develop
still.
Allergies to things. If I think about it, the only plus side of vaping is that other people then have to smell the smoke.
Exactly.
Like
it smells nice.
Better, right?
It does. It does
but
smell better.
My sister vapes, and a lot of people I know, and I'll pick it up and I'll like have a puff, and it's not, it doesn't feel like a serious thing like smoking a cigarette.
And kids do it nowadays.
Kids, well, I mean, this is the whole other story. The one kid of a friend of mine asked Father Christmas for a vape.
Oh my goodness.
And he's five.
No, that's not okay.
There's another girl at school. Listen to the story, actually. This little girl at school, these are kids at, this is not even primary school, I don't think. And the one girl stole her mom's vape or found it in her bag, or it was one of 10 that she had lying around. Who knows? Anyway, nice family, not like people who just give their five-year-old a vape. And this kid brought it to school. And then all the other kids saw it and they all like were excited by this. And then the child of this friend of mine asked in its Father Christmas letter for a vape. It's a problem.
Yeah.
This is too young. Like what's the
teachers
limit?
Are probably seeing a lot of weird stuff going on.
Listen, when my husband was still teaching, it was a conundrum because the kids would be caught chuffing. And I'm learning these cool terms. And then he would confiscate it. And then what are they going to do? They can't go and like tell their parents, like they took my 500 Rand vape because then they're going to get in trouble. So these teachers are collecting all the vape.
Wow. Teachers are like the cops are with drugs. You know, the cops always have the drugs because they confiscate them and then resell them.
So many.
Candace is such an inspiration, says Janet. Your story of survival and fighting spirit. Okay, we've got to get into this, actually. I'm pleased that Janet brought this up about you. Make you even more amazing than being beautiful and successful. Keep up the amazing work. So let's just talk about this because you're a cancer survivor and you were diagnosed with neuroblastoma, which has a 10% chance of survival. And you're here.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that story.
Yes. So I grew up in Witbank and needless to say, I'm actually proud of it. I know people are like, but I'm proud of it. But the one thing I wasn't very proud of was in 1995, when I was about 5 years old, I got very ill just before my birthday, my fifth birthday. It was like such a like a Debbie Downer because all my friends were playing outside, but I was like man down. I couldn't do anything. I was sick. My parents had taken me to doctor after doctor. And I had been begging my parents for a little sister. I was like, oh, I want a friend. Shame if I had a brother, bless him. But I really wanted a little sister. And lo and behold, she was born. I was very excited. And the doctors would say things like, she's jealous of her sister. It's a phase. She'll get over it. She's just got a bit of like sneezes or whatever. And then eventually my aunt, who's now living in New Zealand, she looked at me. She's like, Candace is not okay. You need to take her to a specialist. Take her to Joburg Gen at the time. So I went to Joburg Gen, drew blood and everything. They were the first people to actually draw blood, you know, go figure. And then they discovered that I already at that stage had stage 3 neuroblastoma.
Jesus. Yeah. Okay. So what is neuroblastoma?
It's a cancer. It's more like a children's cancer. It affects children between the age of 0 and 5. And it affects your specialized nerve cells, but it basically it was in my stomach region. So level 3 means it's approaching, but it hasn't quite attached to the bone marrow. But mine had wrapped itself around my
So would you have tumors?
Yes, I had a big tumor. It was about 9. Forgive me if I'm wrong, doctors, but like 9 by 12 centimeters.
Wow,
it was a big thing for a small body.
Candace, I can't help thinking this. You mentioned Witbank. That place is poisonous.
Yeah. 100%.
So it's the water.
Probably.
It's the heavy metals
carbide,
in the air.
Everything.
Right. I feel very, very sorry for people who grew up in Middelburg and Witbank because a lot of them have respiratory conditions.
My sister's got tons of allergies.
Because they do a lot of mining. There are all those coal mines, the factories, the power plants.
Yeah.
It's not a healthy environment. And you can't drink the water in places like that,
please
right?
Please don't ever drink the water in Witbank.
Yeah. So you imagine if you grow up poor in a township somewhere near Witbank and you drink whatever water you can get, your chances of getting to 30, 40 years old, minimal. Honestly, Imalahleni, right? That's what
Imalahleni,
the place of coal.
Yeah, what a romantic. In fact, I think I heard a newspaper article once call it the armpit of South Africa.
No, I called PE the armpit. Witbank is, in fact, the asshole of South Africa.
That's horrible.
No, I'm so impressed that you survived that. What happened after you got the diagnosis? And you know, stage 3 is still very, very serious.
It is, especially for kids. What happened was like a whole series of chemotherapy. So they had to shrink the tumor before they could operate.
Right.
Radiotherapy, got a port.
Oh my God.
Bone marrow transplant. And
you think you were going to die?
No. And here's the good thing about childlike faith. I think I just knew I was very sick and I felt like people were just all faffing over me. And it was actually at that stage in kindergarten when I was cast as the queen. I was this bald little girl cast as the queen. I was like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And I enjoyed it.
That's very, very inspiring. Yeah, I just think, you know, we talk about how, and we have this morning about how alcohol and cigarettes and eating are going to, you know, the U.S. Surgeon General said alcohol is now the third leading cause of cancer in the U.S. So something's going to get you, but it's always so much sadder when it happens to children because it's not like they're abusing this stuff.
Yeah,
it's not like you can say, well, you brought this upon yourself.
Yeah.
And I do think kids are hugely resilient. Like a lot of kids will get through just about anything. And it's amazing what the body can take.
I agree.
When you're a kid. But how old were you when that happened?
I was 5.
5.
Yeah.
And you now?
I'm now 34.
Unbelievable. Yeah. You think back about it often?
I do. I get to help out with like organizations like CHOC that were there, like, and just be able to give back a little bit. So I think it's not a case of like, sometimes I go back, did that really happen to me?
Sure.
And now it's like, now, okay, cool. What can we do about this? How can we help people with cancer and just do better in life? I should take better care of myself too.
We all think, don't worry, we all think that. And the family's still in Witbank.
No, thank the dear Lord. They moved a couple of years ago because they actually had
what a shithole.
You know what? The people are amazing. Anyone who's ever been to Witbank, we had good friends growing up. But then everyone started moving, and then I was like, cool, now we're moving out of World Bank. So yeah, they live in Pretoria now as well.
Okay, well, I'm very pleased about that. So exciting year ahead for you. Yeah. Exciting year ahead for all of us, Leanne, mm-hmm. right? And lots of goals to sort out, lots of lists to make, things to prepare. We've got this whole week to do all of that.
And yeah, while the rest of South Africa sleeps in for a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. If you have a little bit of an early start, it helps.
And I do want to say, for the people who worked the whole way through, because there were a lot of people who did, you know, doctors and nurses and people who we need all year round, yep. not just at the normal working day and nights. Those people, you will get your holiday, and then you can make the rest of us jealous at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, very, very inspiring to have you here. I hope you have all the success that you want in Cape Town. It goes very, very well for you. And good luck with your move.
Thank you.
And good luck with the year.
And you too.
Oh, I think we've got lots to look forward to. I certainly feel that way. All right, everybody, we will see you on Wednesday, right? Yeah, we're back to normal. Wednesday, 6 a.m., bright and early in the morning. And then obviously Monday, Wednesday, Friday going forward from there. All the days. Don't worry, we're back. The year has started. We're not going to abandon you anytime soon. Stick around, and there's plenty more on The Real Network starting this week with brand, brand new shows. Don't go anywhere.
Bedre, oh bedre, dag for dag. Bedre, oh bedre, oh bruk armene og bruk bena. Ikke gå rundt stolen. La 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 la. La 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 la. Ikke gå rundt, nei. Og bruk armene og bruk bena. Tra la 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 la. Det går bedre og bedre dag for dag.